Hello, everybody. In today's Nach Daily, we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 123. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, covering the entire Tanakh one parag at a time. This is a short chapter with four psukim in it. We continue the Shir Malos chapters. The general theme of this parag is about Am Yisrael being humiliated and disgraced in exile. In this chapter, the author compares our relationship with God to the one of a servant and master. Just like the eyes of a male servant look towards their masters, so too our eyes look towards Hashem. Similarly, just like a maidservant looks towards her mistress for mercy, so too we await Hashem's mercy. The Alter HaKadosh asks over here, why does it give a male and female metaphor to say the same idea that we look towards Hashem? The Alter answers and explains, the male servant is an allusion to the body, while the female maidservant is an allusion to the soul. Both the body and soul yearn to be redeemed. This is why the Pasuk uses a singular word for shivcha, maidservant, for the soul, because on the level of the neshama, we're all considered one and united. Moving on in the parak, the author ends the prayer with a plea for God to show chen, mercy, on his nation. Our nation has suffered enough throughout exile. Additionally, each person feels in one soul how much they suffered through the process of life itself. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 3, it says a more well-known pasuk, Chanenu Hashem, Chanenu, ki rav savanu v'uz. Show us favor, Hashem, show us favor. We have had more than enough of contempt. Rav Shimshon Mofar Hirsch explains a beautiful idea over here. It's precisely because we were ridiculed and humiliated throughout Gullus, we turned our attention to working on Torah and mitzvahs. In many of our stops throughout the history of our nation, we didn't have fame and fortune compared to the other nations. Therefore, we put our energies into spirituality, prayer, and learning Hashem's Torah. This forced us as a nation to become more refined and elevated as a people. Even in our lowly state, we have the ability to cultivate an awareness of the divine presence. May we merit to bring God into all areas of our life, for God to shine His chen upon us by bringing the ultimate Redeemer, Mashiach. Stay tuned for the next episode of Nach Daily. We'll be moving on to Perek 124. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.